Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What? I didn't know he commented.
Hey guys,
I'm Veronica.
I'm Vanessa, and welcome to
Twin My Heart, the podcast.
Each week, we're going to be spilling all of the tea from the latest Twin My Heart season 3 episodes,
including breaking down the moments you saw on screen and all the behind the scenes moments that didn't make the cut.
Today, we're going to be discussing episodes 4 and 5 of Twin My Heart Season 3. So if you haven't watched them yet, what are you waiting for?
Yeah, you need to go watch them, and then you can come back and listen to this podcast after you've watched those episodes on Awesomeness TV's YouTube channel, because there will be major spoilers ahead.
Before that, we're going to react to some of the most hilarious and outrageous comments from the Twin My Heart series.
Yes, we love reading the comments. You guys show so much support, and we're going to have fun and read through some favorites from season 1, 2, and 3.
Let's start out with comments from season 1.
All right. First comment. Nessa, I've been single for 3 years now. Me, I have been single my whole life.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with being single.
No, there isn't. And look, sometimes you just gotta wait for the right time.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But I will say that being single is still being single, whether it's you've been single for a long time or not.
True. I mean, it's true, but, you know, the right person will come.
Also, I feel like, you know, the way it was written with all the caps and lowercase, like,
yeah,
I've been single for 3 years now. Oh. That's how I feel like it should be said.
How it should be read out loud. Okay, next comment. Ronnie straight up a savage that I didn't know I needed. She said, yeah, they're all nice at the beginning. Me, cough, Brandon. Is that savage or is it just the truth?
It's sometimes the truth can be savage.
Yeah, definitely. So the reason why they're saying cough, Brandon, is in season 1, Brandon was being so nice to Nessa when he was with her. But off camera, I don't know if you guys remember, he's kind of teasing the guys, making them do some challenges. And that's where I'm saying they're all nice in the beginning, because like their true colors eventually
show. All right, let's move on to the next comment. Chugs yogurt. I find it ridiculous that I didn't win. Okay, so for those who don't understand this, Brandon chugged a huge, like, bucket of yogurt
for his special talent for the talent show in season 1.
Yeah, that was, like, the challenge. It was this talent show, and I didn't pick him. So he's all like, it's fine, it's ridiculous I didn't win. Because, anyways, just funny comment.
Chugs yogurt. Ugh, that was so gross. Yogurt's thick.
I kind of found it impressive.
What? You did?
It's yogurt.
We should have had what's their names there to
write it off.
Okay, next comment. So nobody's going to talk about who was supposed to go home instead of Jay.
So in season 1.
Oh my gosh, I've never thought
I've
about
never
that.
I've never thought about that either. In season 1, the first episode, I was supposed to eliminate 2 people. And
who
Jay,
would have gone home?
Jay eliminated himself because I think he had other work priorities. Mm-hmm. And then I sent Alex Wasabi home because I didn't want to keep him on the show. Mm-hmm. So
was there somebody else supposed to go home?
2 people were supposed to go home.
Who so would who you have chosen?
If Jay wouldn't have eliminated himself?
I really like how you're low-key having anxiety, having to choose who you're going to eliminate. And it's been years since we filmed season 1. And we're not even actually eliminating people. It's already happened.
I'm over here, my leg is shaking. I'm like, who am I going to pick? I'm getting like flashbacks. Okay, let's move on to the next comment. I think Christian is trying way too hard. No, he's the only one actually trying to hang out with her. Facts.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, because so all the guys were saying, Christian's trying too hard.
And look who's still in our lives today. Christian. Just saying.
I mean, Christian was making us food. Remember that one morning he made us French toast?
So good.
Ooh, and then like the other guys just sat and played cards.
They missed like such a good opportunity.
Like what in the world?
Yeah, like why? I don't know. That would have been a perfect time to talk to you.
Yeah, and they just chose not to. They chose to play cards instead.
And they expected Christian to make them French toast too. In which Christian was nice enough to do that.
He made a French toast too.
Oh, Christian. Next comment, Brandon. Because he gave her a pillow? Me. You gave her a hairband. I'll rather have a pillow than a hairband.
So, for those who didn't see it, Alex, one of the guys on the show, gave me a pillow.
Harry Potter pillow, right?
Yeah, it was a cute Harry Potter pillow. And then Brandon earlier just gave me a hairband to tie my hair up one day because my hair was in my face. So that's what the comment is referring to. So Brandon's all like, he gave her a pillow and complaining when he didn't really give me anything.
You took Brandon on the one-on-one date because he gave you his hair tie?
Not because he gave me his hair tie. He was hanging out with me.
All right, now we're going to read some comments from season 2. First comment, I feel like they're trying to keep me away because they know I'm a top contender. Also, CJ, first to be eliminated.
Of course. And then even in the reunion, he was still like, I should have won. CJ.
Oh, CJ. Oh,
he was a good guy.
It's
just always unfortunate. The first day, whoever gets eliminated, it's just because they didn't get the opportunity to really connect. So, but that's a funny comment. All right, next one. Tage really out here just trying to leave with a girl. He don't care which one.
Oh, no.
He don't care which one.
So the drama is that Franny was into Tage, but then Neza took Tage out on the date. And so,
no, Tage went on a...
Yeah.
Oh, wait, yeah.
And then Tage...
Was caught up.
Was caught up in the middle, and then... Franny wanted to take Tage on the date.
And so she finally took him.
And so he's like, ah, I don't know.
So the comment literally is, Tage just really out here trying to leave with a girl.
It doesn't matter which one.
It's funny.
Okay, next one. Dennis over here saying that Connor's voice is annoying. Little does he know, he's been irrelevant the entire time.
That's a savage comment.
That's a very savage comment. Yeah, Dennis wasn't...
Dennis.
You know, I did not expect Dennis to be like that in season 2, but you know what? It just happened.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. And you know, you gotta use your time wisely if you're gonna be on a dating show.
Mm-hmm. All right, next comment. No one. Literally no one at all. Cameraman. His hand is on her leg. Zoom.
That's
100% this guy named Trevor. I know for a fact he's like one of the guys who holds the camera. I know for a fact that he pays attention to those details. He's like, the hand is on the legs. That would be him.
Honestly, all the guys who filmed
that we had for all three seasons we've always had three cameramen.
All the camera people are great.
Yeah,
I think all of them.
He's zooming on the end.
It's funny because it's just true, and it's even relevant to this season.
So I think the comment is talking about the moment when Vince had his hand on Nessa's leg.
Yeah, right. They were like on the couch or something,
like
in talking, episode 2.
And then Dustin comes in to steal Neza, and Vince and Neza kiss on the cheek, and Dustin's like, wow!
Oh my gosh, so much drama.
So much drama.
Tage, I got MVP and a one-on-one date. That's the first time it's ever happened. Christian, am I a joke to you?
Yeah, because Christian got the one-on-one date and the MVP one time.
Isn't that the cat?
Yeah, that's the cat cafe one.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know who else to take. I was like, Christian,
your MVP, and we're going on the date.
It made it interesting at eliminations. Because he was for sure safe, even if the date went bad or
good.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Wow.
But everyone else was not.
Not safe at all.
But no, like, it's funny that, well, also Tage got MVP and he got a one-on-one date because there was also two girls deciding who gets to stay and who gets to go on a one-on-one date.
True.
Okay, so next we're going to be reviewing some comments that we've seen so far from season 3. Nate and Olivia talking. I'm lost. Literally like 8 seconds later. I can talk to Gabby all day, LMAO.
Oh, no.
Oh,
poor Olivia.
I feel so bad.
And that's then a Savage comment.
And, yeah, and then Savage of Nate, too. I could talk to Gabby all day. Like, Olivia's like, I can, too. If you guys don't know what we're referring to in the first episode, you guys should go watch it.
Season three,
Olivia just kind of talks a little too long and doesn't give Nate a chance to talk. And then yeah. I guess the next soundbite is him saying,
Gabby's energy is just infectious. Like, I could sit here and listen to her talk all day.
That is a little bit of a Savage comment. Okay, next comment. Ronnie, a bunch of girls in the same room. What could go wrong? Me, literally everything. Well, you know, surprisingly, this season so far, I mean, the girls have been pretty friendly towards each other.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think it's also because, Ronnie, you mentioned this earlier, that this is like one of the first times where everyone is COVID safe and we've been in quarantine like all year.
Yeah.
So it's also like, I think these girls are taking the opportunity to
make some friends
with each other because they haven't been able to socialize.
They're like, not only do I get to be on a dating show and find some love, I can make some friends too.
But there is some drama. And again,
there is some truth to my comment, okay?
And again, in confessionals is where the true colors come out. We don't see that. Like, everyone kind of is just very nice to each other. But then once they're in confessionals, they like say how they're really feeling.
Yeah.
Okay, next comment.
Ryan Prunty?
I miss the good old days.
What? I didn't know he commented.
Wait. And
the realty. Why would he comment that?
That's why I'm shook. It's funny that he comments that because, I mean, it was mutual. Him and Franny stopped talking, but I think it was more him. So that's why I'm really confused.
She kind of like went through these roller coaster of emotions. Like, do I like him? Do I really want to get to know him? And then I think they did go on a date here and there.
But she would text him and then sometimes he wouldn't respond.
Maybe he didn't know how to feel either.
I don't know. It was very confusing, to be quite honest.
That is very confusing.
The real tea is that they did like hang out and they did talk.
Yeah, they went on several dates.
Yeah, but like it would be like off and on.
But you know, respect, you know, if it's a mutual decision, if you're not like into someone. And
next comment.
Next comment. I could never be a part of the producer team because every time there would be a juicy action, I would go like, ooh, they kissed AA. Okay.
If you guys could see.
No. You totally could be a part of the producing side of it because everyone is behind like the that. Scenes goes.
But they just
very silently.
Everyone goes like, like that type of thing, like behind the scenes.
It's so much fun producing this show.
It is. It's a lot of fun.
All right, next comment. Okay, we're already kissing each other in episode 2.
We are.
I'm not
doing anything.
They are. Episode 2. I mean, I know it's early, but you know, it's a dating show.
This season's kind of on the steamy side.
Yeah, I mean, in the first 2 seasons, there wasn't a lot of action as far as it comes to like kissing and stuff until like episode 3 or 4. And then yours was...
Well, there was a lot of kissing in season 2.
Yeah.
There's a lot of kissing in season 3.
And you only kissed one.
I only kissed one person.
Why did you kiss Christian?
I was scared too. But I ended up kissing him during prom night.
Whatever. Doesn't count. Anyway, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that goes down, so you're not going to want to miss it.
If you can't get enough of Twin My Heart, then why not wear it? Check out our new Twin My Heart merch line, where you can find a selection of hoodies and t-shirts in a variety of colors. My favorite items are the cropped hoodies and the t-shirts.
Well, I love hoodies, and these hoodies are so soft and so comfy.
Go to www.awesomenesstv.com/merch to order yours today, and why not tell a friend? All right, so let's get into the episodes. Today, we're going to discuss episodes 4 and 5.
Ooh, got it. Okay, let's talk about the Look Back to Leap Forward Challenge at the top of the day. The Look Back to Leap Forward Challenge is a mouthful to say.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so for this challenge, we had the girls write letters to their past and future selves. And this was a super emotional experience for some of the girls. And
I did not expect it to get that emotional.
No, I didn't expect it either. Well, and not only was it a great tool for a self-reflection, but it was also allowed Nate to get to know the girls more on a deeper level and, you know, vice versa. So for the show, we shoot the show over a 6-day period, which means you have to get beyond a surface level conversation like super fast to make a connection.
It also goes to show that you just never know what people have gone through in their past, and to always just treat people with kindness,
right,
and grace, you know?
Yeah, I think there was a lot of letters that just like really resonated with me, but I feel like, you know, Daniela's was very moving. Mm-hmm. Her letter about like her mom and just like growing up and all of that.
Same with like Rebecca about like her not liking herself and just like going through
bullying,
and you know, that's so relatable.
Kayana talked about how she had a experience where like friends with benefit situation. Mm. And knowing that it's not in your heart, like, you know, like that.
Yeah.
Ooh, friends with benefit situations are the worst.
Honestly, the girls got really real during this challenge, and I know Nessa and I said earlier that we didn't expect it to get this emotional. I mean, I whenever these type of activities are presented to me, and like whenever I had to do them at like school or like camp, I just always felt so awkward.
Yeah.
Like, so awkward, like, writing a letter to myself, because, like, what would I say? Like, to me, it's so uncomfortable to go back to those feelings, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
I feel like it, for me, it kind of gets, like, awkward to dive into those past feelings for myself.
Well, okay,
that's why, like, when me and you did it in the show, we took it so lighthearted.
During this challenge, we were drawing, doodling in our little notepads and our little notebooks. And, like, we kind of, like, wrote things to our past selves, but it was, like, very silly. But, like, what would you actually, like, a word of advice to your past selves? Like, what would you say? Like, you go into detail. Like, what age would you go to, like, events, you know?
I don't know. See, that's the thing. Like, I get, like, so weird, like, thinking about, like, my past self. Like, what would I say to a younger, like, middle school me? Like, what would I tell them? Like, yeah, I could tell them, like, you know, start YouTube earlier, like how I joked about, or like, don't care about what people say. But at that time in middle school, like, that's when I learned so much about life. Like, mm-hmm. The experience, there's nothing that I experienced that I wouldn't wish to not go through, because it's made me who I am.
But if you could give advice to your younger self,
like, it's just like, I feel like I would just give myself bad advice. Like, I'd have to figure it out, gosh, on your own.
All right.
What would you say?
I would go back to when Ronnie and I started taking modeling classes. This was when Ronnie and I learned how, like, we learned a bit more etiquette and what it's like to be a woman. And, like, the modeling classes not only taught us how to model, we were also doing acting classes there, but they also taught us just, like, how to handle, like, business and, like, life situations. And I still felt so insecure during those times, like taking those classes and stuff. And like, looking back, I feel like I would have had maybe a better experience if I would have known, like if I would have had more confidence and I wasn't insecure about myself. We were cute girls, but for some reason I was like, I was so insecure about that. And I feel like even like during auditions and like going on stuff, like I feel like if I would have had like a different mindset, and if I would have told myself like, hey, like, you're gonna go places. You don't have to be insecure and think like, oh, I'm gonna be a loser if I don't book a role, or if I, like, I don't, Because I even felt like weird in some outfits sometimes, not because they weren't like revealing or anything, but like I just was not confident in myself walking on the runways. And when we took those classes, like we've never talked about this before. And so like, I don't know, I would just go back to that time and really reassure myself that what you're doing is good. Do not be insecure.
See me, I'm different. I'd be like, are you sure?
Oh my gosh.
Are you sure that's what is happening? So that's why I'm like, I wouldn't change anything. Like, obviously, I would say, like, you know, you're better than you think you are. Like, you're funnier than you think you are. But at that time, I don't think I would have listened to my older self. I don't think I would have believed my older self because that's how insecure I was.
If I would have had the confidence I have today, like back then. But like, just goes to show you that things happen for a reason in life. And like, you just got to let it be and you can't sit there and like regret that you didn't do this or that, and you just got to, you know, keep going and look forward to the future. And if there's things that you did in your past that you wish you had done different, maybe you'll get an opportunity to do something different in the future and you'll know to not make the same mistake.
If you want to see exactly what we wrote down, visit our Twin My Heart highlight on the Meryl Twins IG account.
Wow.
IG, I'm using slang terms, Instagram account. It stands for Instagram, IG. Come on, guys.
So even Nate gets emotional at the end of the episode when he talks about his upbringing and that it doesn't matter where you're from and that if you have a dream to do something and to be somebody, that you can do it if you believe in yourself. And I think that message is so nice and so sweet coming from Nate.
We talked about on set with him how we all grew up in kind of like similar areas. All of us agree that trying to do social media, YouTube, acting, singing, whatever it is, like the arts, they're in like where we grew up.
They're like taboo. Hard.
Yeah, taboo. Like people are like, what? Like, you want to do that?
What do you really want to like, do?
Good luck. Okay, what's the real job?
Like no one really believed in it or like thought it could be a thing. And we were made fun of for like going on auditions or like booking roles and stuff. So we definitely could relate to what Nate was saying. Cause like it took a bit of convincing, but we believed in ourselves and we were just like, see ya, we're going to LA. And we moved to pursue our dreams and here we are.
While the girls were wrapping up writing their letters, Kayana pulls Daniela aside and gives her the tea about Nate and Aaron kissing during the music video. Daniela had no clue because if we remember, she was on the one-on-one date when Aaron told all the rest of the girls that she had kissed him.
And Kay congratulated her for not kissing Nate on Daniela and Nate's date. But then Aaron walks in. Dun, dun, dun.
Honestly?
And okay, let's be honest. She comes in and she talks to Daniela and gives her the lowdown on...
But, like, Daniela already knew
what happened. Like, right... It was, like...
Right after... You guys, it seemed... That moment seemed scripted. It seemed like someone was like, go talk to them now. But I'm gonna tell you right now, it's not.
It was not scripted.
That is not scripted. Like, that just happened.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I remember...
You can't fake that.
You can't fake that. I remember watching, like, hearing about it, and I was like,
who told her?
Who told her to do that? And they're like, no one.
No one.
Like, no one told her.
She just went. So, that's the tea. But, okay, so how would you feel if you were Daniela? You had an amazing date with your crush, and then, like, the day before, and then you find out that he kissed another girl.
I'm gonna be honest. If I wasn't on a dating show, it would be a different circumstance.
It's so different because it's a dating show.
It's a dating show. It's what is expected to happen. But if this was real life and my crush went and kissed someone else that wasn't me and I found out, that'd be awful. Didn't this,
honestly,
this happened to you, didn't it?
Huh?
Didn't this kind of situation?
Oh, in real life?
In real life, not on a dating show. This type of, so I think you have a lot to say about this kind of situation.
Oh, yeah, I kind of do.
Yeah, so I was talking to this guy. Ooh, I was talking to this guy and he was like telling me he liked me and all this stuff. And a bunch of drama happened, but I found out later that he had been talking to another girl the whole time. He made me come out to seem like I was some bad person when I wasn't.
Dang. And,
so it was like, it was just really weird that that happened. But yeah, that's happened to me in real life. Heart been broke too many times.
Same here.
Okay, so after the girls are done writing in the journals, Brianna reveals that she is a mom. This is a twin my heart first. Let's roll the clip.
You have a baby?
When we came out here to California, we went to an independent studies high school. And in that independent studies high school, we had, like, there's people there and we would meet every Monday, yada, yada. But one of them was,
it was like a homeschool thing. Yeah. You don't actually go to school every day. You have to explain that. You don't go to school every day. It's a school for people who can't attend regular high school.
So one of the girls was a girl who had a baby.
She was 15. At a young age.
She was 15.
And the baby was almost two.
She couldn't attend regular high school due to being the fact that she was a mom. All the bullying she dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
And she just couldn't handle regular public high school.
And we became friends with her, like really good friends with her. We hung out.
So sweet.
We had like our little group of friends in high school that we always hung out with. And I think because of that, I have a very soft spot for
me too.
Young moms. And I'm gonna be quite honest, I used to really judge that. I really did. Yeah. I used to be very judgmental. And after meeting our friend and experiencing that in high school with her and seeing her journey, I really grew to being so supportive of other women. And I learned that, wow, we need to support women who have kids at a very young age because people do not support them.
And the stuff they go through
is so hard.
Yeah. And so when we saw that Brianna had a kid, we were like, oh yeah, of course, like she deserves every opportunity, like,
to be on the show. Just because you have a kid doesn't mean you shouldn't have the same opportunities as other women.
And you know, we live in a world where like having a kid out of wedlock is so shameful, but times are so different now, in my opinion.
And I'm like, not trying to shame anyone.
Who cares? Like,
who cares if you have a kid? Come on the show. If you find love, you find love.
If you find love. And then, you know, what a blessing for that mom. You know, babies change people's lives and perspective.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we loved the fact that she had a baby. And kudos to all the girls for being so supportive when they found out, you know.
And that's the cool thing.
I feel like nowadays, like, people that are, like, our age and younger, we all have, like, this understanding that, like, things happen, you know? Like, why do we need to shame? Obviously, there are people who still shame and, like, bully, but
I think it was just so cool that all the ladies on the show were so supportive and no one was judgmental. And I think that's showing that we are growing, us women are growing, and we are showing love and supporting other women. This whole thing right now where women say, let's support each other, but still they tear each other down.
Yeah.
And it's very frustrating to me because how can you be someone that says, hey, I support other women, and then body shame or bully or just be completely rude to other women? Like, that is the opposite. So I feel like this was very inspiring and motivating because we are headed in the right direction when it comes to other women being supportive to other women, because we have to come together, y'all, if we want to really, you know, dominate the world. we can't tear each other down. And so to see that on the show, it really warmed my heart. And I think also, you know, we've been talking about how there was drama on the show with some of the girls, but for the most part they all showed girl love, which was really a sweet thing to see.
Mm-hmm.
So that was episode 4, and at the beginning of episode 5, Nate chooses Brianna to go on the one-on-one date, which is a 2-for-1, a pickup basketball game, and then a DIY custom kicks challenge.
We also can't forget to mention that Daniela won MVP. Can we just talk about like, Brianna can do everything. Like, what?
She was, like, really good at basketball. She was really good at creating gingerbread houses.
Yeah. And creating the custom kicks.
Her custom, like, her shoes were so cute. She also dresses so nice. Her hair, makeup so looks bomb.
So well put together. What? And on top of all of that, has a child.
What can this woman not do? She can do everything.
So keep in mind that Nate does not know that Brianna is a mom.
Yeah, because we left it up to Bree to to say if she wanted to or not. Like, you know.
Yeah, only the girls know.
Mm-hmm. So she does tell him, and he's a little surprised, but he's pretty moved by it. I think it like took him aback at first, but like when we all kind of like discussed about it, he was like, "Wow, like that's
so admirable,
and amazing that she is a mom and she's, you know, doing her best to, you know, be a mom."
Exactly. And we know Nate really wants to eventually become a parent one day and have the same bond that he has with his mom, with his own children. Because, you know, I don't know if you guys remember, Nate said that he grew up with a single mom. Mm-hmm. So the whole exchange between them was so sweet.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's switch gears and talk about what's going on in the house.
All right. So Aaron overhears Monica and Daniela talking about her and Nate's history
through the headphones of the sound guy.
Well, okay, like the sound. So there are sound guys on set, right? And so they have like little carts and
with
stuff,
all their gear.
And sometimes they leave their headphones open and you can kind of hear when people are talking and stuff. So nothing is private on Twin My Heart. You may remember in season one, our producers overheard Alex and Brandon threatening to sabotage the elimination ceremony. And we also found out that Alex had a girl back home. So, like, it was not shocking for Aaron to have overheard the girls talking about her.
What would you have done in that situation if you were Aaron?
I mean, I think she did the right thing. She didn't really talk about it. It was just, like, information she, like, just knew and just like kept to herself that she could like not like use later, but because she never does really confront anyone about it, right?
Yeah. Can we also talk about the fact that Gabby knew about Aaron and Nate the first day and didn't tell anyone?
That was interesting that she knew. Would you have kept a girl code or would you have told the other girls earlier?
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh no.
I don't know. Girl code is an interesting thing.
Ronnie has a strong opinions about girl code in season 3 of Twin My Heart.
Too much girl code.
No.
Yeah, I think I would have kept the girl code because that's not my story to share.
It's not my business. It's not my business. I'm not going to tell anyone else's business.
But I have a story that happened. Okay, remember when Sophia left?
Uh-huh.
Well, I forget which episode she left, but Blanca was on the couch and a couple other girls were on the couch and they were all like looking at Sophia going into Nate's room to tell him that she's leaving. And I'm like, okay, something's going down. I think she's eliminating herself. So I'm going to see if these girls are going to tell me that she's leaving. So I went and I said, do you guys know what's happening? They were like, no, we don't know. And she said, oh yeah, she talked to us about it, but like, we don't know what she's really doing right now or something like that. And then once Sophia announced that she left, I looked at Blanca. I was like, you knew, right? And she's like, yeah, I did know that she was leaving. I was like, why didn't you tell me? And she goes, girl code. I was like, what kind of girl code is this?
What? Ronnie was really mad.
I was like, this is a dating show. Like, she's leaving. Like, you should be happy that she's leaving, but you got to keep it a secret. I'm a producer. I'm a producer. Of the, I'm the host.
You don't just keep that a secret.
I was like, what the? I was like, okay. So, you know, girl code, you know, there's times where it's needed and then times where it's like, what the?
Okay.
Anyway, moving on. That's my little rant about that.
So Monica has a great idea to make DIY Sundays with Nate for a little one-on-one time. And this is the first time we're seeing one of the girls take initiative with Nate. Like, this is literally the first time. Like, in seasons 1 and 2, you saw the guys pulling me, Neza, and Franny away for like little one-on-one dates, like left and right. But this season has been so different. There's like no one's doing that.
Kudos to Monica.
Yeah, honestly,
such a cute idea. I love ice cream. Lactate though, dairy-free options. So after that, Aaron and Rebecca pull Nate away. So even though Monica was the first girl of the season to set up something for Nate and pull him aside, she won't be the last, as Aaron arrives and chats with Nate and they She chose a weird spot in the house. I'm just being honest. She chose that little bench by the windows.
Very
random. Everyone's walking through the hallways there. Anyway.
But during their discussion, Erin gets really personal with Nate and talks about her family. And she just opens up to Nate a lot in the way she hasn't in the past.
Yeah.
I assume. Right?
How long do you think it takes to really be open and vulnerable with someone? Or like with crushes or people that you date?
I just think it depends on the person. Like, yeah. There's some people, like, I've known or I've, like, gone on a date with, and I just don't tell them nothing because I don't feel comfortable. But then there's some people where it's, like, you just really, really connect, and you feel like you can be super vulnerable, like, pretty fast.
See, me, I've been that person to not tell the person, like, that I'm liking, like, oh, blah, 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 blah. Like, and so I've just learned that I just got to speak my truth, speak my mind. Like, hey, don't do that. This is, I've been through this. This is, me being vulnerable is telling them about my past and being like, hey, you shouldn't do that. It's like low key me telling them what not to do.
What the?
It's a great tactic.
Okay. Oh my gosh. But I think it's just, yeah, you just have to really feel it out and feel like if it's in your heart to, like, you trust the person and feel like you can be open and vulnerable, then yeah. But sometimes people don't let you. I think we talked about it earlier on
one of the episodes podcasts.
That a lot of people like to talk about themselves and they don't like to listen.
Yeah.
So with those people, it's hard to be vulnerable with.
True.
Because they won't let you talk.
And then you're like, I told you this. And then they're like, what? No, you didn't.
Oh my. Don't even get me started. When you tell someone something and they don't listen.
They don't. They're like, ugh. And then they apologize. They're like, I'm so sorry. You were right. And then they go and do it again.
So right in the middle of Nate and Erin's conversation, Rebecca pulls Nate away to talk. And, you know, from the beginning, it's kind of awkward. This didn't make the cut, but Rebecca and Nate started off by playing Truth or Dare. And that game is the perfect setup for a kiss. And there was a moment in which Nate could have gone there, but he didn't. And afterwards, Rebecca has a heart-to-heart with Nate and tells him that she thinks she's giving more than she's receiving from Nate. And I mean, that has to be hard for another person to hear. I don't know. What do you think? Like, what are your thoughts on giving more than receiving in a relationship? Because I can vouch and say that I've definitely given a lot more in relationship before and not received like the same amount of effort.
Oh yeah, me too.
It sucks. It sucks to know that you're putting in all this effort because you really like the person and then to not receive that. And because it's like,
makes you question, like, does this person like me?
Do they even like me back? Like, what, am I wasting my time type thing?
Yeah.
So, but on the same note, can we really fault Nate for forgetting, like, some of the details of the past conversations and, like, because he was forgetting some of the things and, like, you know, not really talking stuff. Like, he's also on a dating show. A bunch of girls are talking to him. And like, you can't get mad at him for not reciprocating the same feelings because he's talking to a bunch of other girls.
Yeah, and you know, poor Nate. During the conversation, he forgets some details that Rebecca has told him throughout the show. And, you know, I can't blame him.
He's got like 7 other women he's dating.
And so that was part of their conversation as well.
Mm-hmm. Also, I hate Truth or Dare.
What? Oh, I hate Truth or Dare too.
I understand that some people really like it, but I can't stand that. Like, if a guy that I liked was like, hey, let's play Truth or Dare, I literally would be like, no. Like, if you want to kiss me, just kiss me right now. Like, yeah, so we get to the elimination ceremony, and Nate is super nervous. Like, every ceremony, he was, like, super nervous. But this is the most nervous we've seen him. And then he, like, whispers in my ear. He's like, can I clear something up? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, sure. And I'm so confused because he keeps pulling all these twists on us. And then he calls out for Brianna, and they, like, go outside of the barn. And they talk. So
at this point, I have no idea what's going on. I'm like, what the?
Yeah, I was so confused.
I thought they just had a great date.
Yeah. You know? I thought, was like, is he going to eliminate her? Like, what is he doing? Like, hello? So, surprise, Nate actually wrote Brianna a really, really sweet letter to communicate how he really felt when she opened up to him about her child. And I think this goes to show that with the right person, you'll feel inspired to open up yourself and be more vulnerable. And I think this felt like a very dramatic shift from what we saw earlier with Rebecca.
And, you know, meanwhile, while he's spending his good old time talking to her out there, you know, the inside of the barn is freezing. It's so cold.
Oh, yeah. I think we've mentioned it, but it was so cold during these times of filming. And, like, every time eliminations were around and we had to wear dresses and look cute,
shivering.
We were so cold shivering. Like, we had coats and stuff and we had to take them off during to film. Like, that's like the outside tea.
So Nate and Brianna are gone for a while, but little do they know that we could hear almost everything they were saying. They were right outside of the barn, and the barn has open windows.
And the girls could see them.
And then they kissed. Everyone saw it.
Mm. How would you have felt if everyone saw, like, you kiss someone?
I mean, I would not have cared.
Or how would you feel if you were one of the girls, if you saw Nate kissing a girl that you were competing with?
I probably already would have kissed him by then.
I mean, if we're talking about it, yeah, I think I would do really well in a dating show.
I think,
yeah.
I already would have been up there. I would have been one of the top contenders. Already have kissed him.
So he comes back into the barn, and he chooses Aaron, Gabby, and Rebecca for the bottom three. And Rebecca ends up going home.
Poor Rebecca. She was really sweet. What do you think about the remark Nate made about Rebecca rubbing him the wrong way when they talked earlier? Like, he was like, she rubbed me the wrong way when she said something.
Look, I mean, if you don't, like, sometimes we just get those feelings. And it's not that Rebecca was a bad person. It's just sometimes we're just not meant to be with someone. And so I think that's what Nate was feeling.
Do you think Rebecca could have approached the subject in a better way? Or do you think Nate felt, like, called out?
I think she could have done it a better way, because it was very upfront and direct. And it was, yeah, kind of like, this is a dating show. Like, why are you asking that question? Like, you know, it's very hard for him to give everything that the girls are giving because he has to talk to a bunch of other girls. Yeah. So from that perspective, it was like, if one of the guys would have said that to me on season one, I probably would have been really turned off by it and probably would have sent them home.
Yeah. When it comes to being vulnerable to a guy, you just can't spill everything on them.
Yeah.
All in one go. But, like, at the same time, like, it's a dating show, so
you have to be honest.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow, these episodes were very emotional, but this is literally just the beginning. So make sure you're watching new episodes that are dropping every Sunday on Osmonus TV's YouTube channel.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Twin My Heart, the podcast.
Catch a new episode of Twin My Heart next Sunday on Osmonus TV's YouTube channel. And don't forget to meet us back here at the podcast after you watch.
If you like this podcast, don't forget to tell a friend and follow Twin My Heart, the podcast, on Spotify.
See you next week.
Bye.
Want to know where you can get the Twin My Heart hoodie seen on the show
and special Twin My Heart t-shirts?
Go to www.osmonustv.com/merch to order today.
They also make a great gift. Just saying.
So what are you waiting for?
Yeah, what are you waiting for? Order today and tell a friend.